Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It's good to have you here as we finish off the week together, and I hope you'll have a good weekend. Believe it or not, August is going quickly, and this summer we have been learning a great deal about who God is through His one and only Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus has taught us that God is merciful, and now that God is our confidence. And in the weeks to follow, Jesus has more to teach us, so please come along and join us Monday through Friday at this time on this fine station and or on the God Is podcast. You can always get the podcast free of charge from godisministry.org. Give a listen this weekend, godisministry.org. Now, as we learn about the confidence that God gives to us through Christ, we've been dealing primarily with two of Jesus' first disciples. They are Peter and John. They've known one another a long time, since they and their brothers worked together in a fishing business. And now, remarkably, they find themselves developing close bonds with the Messiah of the Jewish people and the Savior for those who will put their faith in Him, Jesus Christ. What a life! Peter and John experienced what all genuine Christians will one day know, personal, face-to-face intimacy with our Lord. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. Are you a believer in Jesus who is mourning, sad, lonely, struggling, weak, and/or afraid? Let me assure you of something today, my brother, my sister in Christ. One day soon, we're going to see Jesus, and we'll be together with Him forever. No more mourning or sadness, loneliness or struggle, no more weakness or fear. All of that'll be gone, erased. You know, I often think of this. I have little idea who's listening to me right now. Most of you have not yet introduced yourselves to me by writing me a note, but I know you are there. And for you Christians, here's what else I believe. We'll know each other well on that day when we get to the new heavens and the new earth and worship our great and eternal Master Jesus forever and forever. Oh yes, we'll know each other then, my friends. And I'm looking forward to that precious and sweet day. Aren't you? And you know whom else we will know? Peter and John. And yet we feel like we already know them so well because of the writing they have left us and because of their testimonies that we read about throughout the New Testament. They're already our brothers, our forefathers in the faith, and today let's follow them again from the transfiguration of Jesus on the mountain in Matthew 17 to the resurrection of Jesus in John chapter 20. Indeed, let's now read from the very gospel that this disciple John left for us. I want to read John chapter 20 and verses 1 through 10. You'll hear as I read that this is a story about the reaction of Peter and John to the resurrection of Jesus from the grave. I'll say more about this in a minute, but John is the other disciple whom Jesus loved. Whenever you hear that phrase, the other disciple whom Jesus loved, remember that is John. All right, listen now to John's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 1 through 10. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came early to the tomb while it was still dark and saw the stone already taken away from the tomb. So she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter and the other disciple went forth, and they were going to the tomb. The two were running together, and the other disciple ran ahead faster than Peter, and came to the tomb first. And stooping and looking in, he saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. And so Simon Peter also came, following him, and entered the tomb. And he saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. So the other disciple who had come first to the tomb then also entered, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand from the scripture that Jesus must rise again from the dead. So the disciples went away again to their own homes. If you want to read that for yourself, it's the Gospel according to John chapter 20, verses 1 through 10. And I read this from the New American Standard Bible in my English translation of the Greek text. There is much to these verses, but I want you to focus with me on Peter and John. They're together again. They have followed Jesus closely, really very intimately, from when Jesus called them in John chapter 1, and again along the Sea of Galilee that we read about in Matthew 4. And now they find themselves dealing with the aftermath of Jesus' cruel and unjust death upon the cross. They have witnessed this death with their own two eyes, following the sham trials of the Lord. For example, if we back up and read John chapter 18 and verse 15, we find Peter and John together. Let me read this for us. This is John chapter 18 and verses 15 and 16. Simon Peter was following Jesus, and so was another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest and entered with Jesus into the court of the high priest. But Peter was standing at the door outside. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the doorkeeper and brought Peter in. And let me say here that again, the other disciple is John. John, you see, never mentions his own name in the gospel, this gospel that he wrote. He's too humble for that. And so he refers to himself as the disciple that Jesus loved, or another disciple, or the other disciple. And you might think, well, I'd prefer to be called the disciple that Jesus loved rather than be called by my own name. Me too. But the point still stands. The Apostle John has been adequately humbled by Christ. John definitely did not start out humble. He and his brother James were called by Jesus sons of thunder in Mark 3. And when you read about these brothers in the Gospels, you will see why. In Luke 9, they wanted to call down fire from heaven to scorch some folks who rejected Jesus. Okay, now let's get back to John chapter 20. In John 20 and verse 1, Mary Magdalene has come to the tomb of Jesus very early in the morning and shockingly found the big heavy stone in front of the tomb taken away. Mary also sees the tomb is empty. She tells us that herself in verse 2. So in her shock, she sets off running and finds Peter and John, who were obviously together, and she reports to them what she has found. Well, off go Peter and John. They even run together. They do everything together. But eventually, John outruns Peter. He must have been faster or fitter or both. And when John gets there, he stops and looks into the tomb, but does not set foot inside. But he saw enough to see the linen wrappings that were tucked around Jesus' dead body lying there by themselves without the body of the Lord. And then, according to personality, all the disciples have certain personalities, just like us. Along comes Peter, and he entered the tomb, likely rushed right in, and saw the linen wrappings just lying there. He also finds the evidence of the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, rolled up in a spot by itself. Well then, John also entered the tomb, and in a monumental moment, both saw the same things. No Jesus. But he had left behind his grave clothes. Now, does this make Peter and John more confident or less confident? They have been receiving their confidence from Christ, and then he died and left them. But now it appears that Jesus is alive, or at least missing. He's MIA, missing in action. And the logical question is, where did Jesus go? Where has the Lord gone? I find verse 9 of our text stunning. John chapter 20 and verse 9 reads, "For as yet they did not understand the scripture that Jesus must rise again from the dead." In my Bible, in the margin next to verse 9, I have written this word, "still?" From my privileged vantage point, looking back centuries and centuries, I can ask that question. But if I put myself in the sandals of Peter and John, it makes sense that they did not yet understand all that Jesus had been teaching them. We do realize, don't we, that seeing is believing. That's what the tail end of verse 8 says about John, quote, "He saw and believed," unquote. And then, just to complete this initial commentary on the passage, listen to verse 10. It's so subtle. John chapter 20 and verse 10, "So the disciples went away again to their own homes." The question we have to ask is, as they return to their homes, having now believed that Jesus must rise from the dead, what kind of confidence did they now have? And when you come back on Monday, we are going to find out, Lord willing. By the way, it will be a good use of your time this weekend if you read two chapters in the Bible. Get a hold of a Bible and read in the Gospel according to John, chapters 20 and 21. John chapters 20 and 21, and do so before Monday. As you read, pay careful attention to what happens between Peter, John, and Jesus. And remember that the disciple whom Jesus loved is John. I do not think that's too much to ask for Monday, is it? It's just a total of 56 verses. You could read half tomorrow, 28 verses, and half on Sunday, 28 verses. Or better yet, read them all in one go. Or better yet, read both chapters this weekend. Or listen to this read to you from an audio Bible. Let's see if you can come to some conclusions about the confidence of Peter and John by reading these two chapters by Monday. And I want to pray for us as we close the week together. Lord Jesus, thank you that as we rely on you, you make us confident. I pray right now that we will rely on you, that our whole lives will revolve around you, and that you will fill us with confidence too, Lord, just as you did for Peter and as you did for John. And I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Friends, enjoy your weekend and join me again on Monday for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.